Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to the Sight Cabin Podcast, episode 24. Episode 24, gents?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. You're
a bridge too far?
Dull as dishwater.
24, no.
A bit more enthusiasm is required.
Oh, I'm tired.
I know. It's the end of the week. We're just having that conversation at the end of the week.
We've all got COVID.
No, I've had COVID recently.
I think I might have COVID, or I might have a cold. I probably got a cold.
I discovered the other day that I'd had COVID.
Well, I had nipped to this place called Wuhan went to this institute.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You finally accepted the fact that it didn't start in a marketplace, and it actually.
Well, I was skeptical from the start.
It's never started in a marketplace. It started in
a bit of a coincidence.
It was a
allegedly.
What do we call it? A leak.
I think it was a leak. It was an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think it was an accident?
I think it was an accident. And I think most like security services in the world are kind of agreed.
Didn't the Chinese...
They didn't do it deliberately.
It's one of my favourite of questions to Donald Trump.
Oh, brilliant. I know.
What? Why do you keep calling it the Chinese virus? Because it came from China.
Because it came from China.
Yeah. I mean, the Chinese didn't like that, did they?
No. He's technically right.
He is right. It originated in China. So he is absolutely right. So welcome to the pod. If you're listening on TikTok, welcome to the pod live tonight. This episode will probably be out sometime towards the end of next week for you to download and listen to on all platforms and all areas. Nearly at 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. It took us fucking ages.
They need to get that up, don't they?
TikTok just went crazy.
Yeah.
And I've millions and millions of views on TikTok, and we genuinely have. I'm not just saying that. We have millions of views. We've had loads of listens on Spotify, Google. Yeah. We've had thousands.
This is like a podcast as radio.
Yeah, just people listening to it. But YouTube has taken us ages to kind of grow. And sometimes episodes get really good. Numbers and sometimes almost not, but it's kind of one that I am bothered about, but not bothered about, if you know what I mean. As in,
but these people who have stuff for years and years, and then all of a sudden, there's a takeoff.
I think really YouTube is like long form. Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right.
Well, Van Gogh only sold two paintings.
Imagine Van Gogh now.
Yeah, but this is the thing.
He'd be really old.
This thing about artists, Andy sort of said it already. They get more successful. When they die, basically.
Well, it's just they get a point when somebody gets into it, and they can be alive or not.
Yeah.
And
I mean, writers. You know, it depends on how you judge success, really, I suppose. Do you judge success as a podcast on views, listens, or do you judge success on whether we just enjoy doing it?
For me, that's what it is for me, because I don't think about it.
Yeah, because that's really it for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
We enjoy doing it, so fuck everyone else.
I couldn't care less
if no one watches it.
You're not bothered, are you?
No.
You're not bothered, Dan.
No, I just enjoy coming here.
Same here.
Yeah.
Great place to come, where we do it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Yeah. It was a good atmosphere.
No, it's brilliant. Pi Radio. Shout out to Pi Radio.
Love Pi Radio.
Love Pi, don't we?
Yeah.
Making moves and names for themselves in Stockport.
Yeah, they are. They have seen. Yeah.
Doing a few interviews for Pi Radio, you know. They tapped me up, they approached me, you know, they said, can you come and help us out?
The owner of Pi Radio is laughing behind the camera. Yeah. We'd love to get on, by the way.
Yeah, we've just invited Solomon on for maybe an episode.
Yeah.
Solly's one of the main, well, the main person at the well, Pi, anyway. Anyway, don't want to embarrass.
No, do you know what? Seriously, though, I want to say the interviews I've seen and done, Pi, I think it's really going well. Brilliant. Great.
It's like.
Taste the stop point.
It's such a varied amount of content that they put out there as well. Yeah. If you look at it, it's lots of different types of content.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just one thing. And I think that's what you've got.
Have you been to the Pyramid Courier?
I know somebody at work who's been.
So we did a thing outside there where we shot it when it was in the
background. Yes, you did.
On some of the videos. Yeah. But no, we didn't ever go in.
Yeah.
I can't remember if we got asked to. We might have done.
It's supposed to be really nice because the guy at work went a few weeks ago and he said it's great.
What I will say, right, I'm going to just throw this out there right now, because obviously we record the podcast in Stockport. We're all Stockport people.
Yeah.
And we're very proud to be from Stockport. We love Stockport. But what I will say is I really do feel like Stockport's going through this kind of thing at the
moment.
It's going through a little bit of change.
I agree. I think it's been happening for years. I think when they first started doing the market up and they brought those new bars and Underbank and stuff like that, and I thought, oh, this is great.
It's got a lot of character.
You know, and even friends of mine who we used to say Stockport was fucking horrible. Like it was. There's no point.
Stockport was a shithole.
It was a shithole.
Yeah.
And now you go and you think, when you go there and you have a night out near the market and you walk around, you think, it's great this.
It's great. But not
I'm really proud of what they've done.
They're trying in all the different areas within Stockport to kind of upgrade Stockport.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
I mean, it's probably got the worst traffic, I'd say, known to man in the history of any town.
It's the A6, isn't it? Getting through the A6, isn't it? It can be a nightmare.
That M60 motorway as well is just a disaster zone going through Stockport.
You
know, they also built the bypass to the airport that every time it rains, it fucking leaks.
It's the worst and one of the best roads in the country.
That is a great road.
I know what you mean, actually.
At the same time.
Yeah. Well, when we worked in Altrincham for months and months, like for 6 months, and the last week we were working there, that road opened.
And the amount of time.
It took an hour off our travel.
I just want to say at this point, welcome to the podcast for everyone listening on TikTok. Hi, Em. Oi, oi, back to you. I know we're talking about Stockport and we're a global podcast.
Yeah.
It's like Kevin. But at the end of the day, we live in Stockport, so fuck you if you're listening and you don't like it. Go somewhere else. But no, it's our town, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's our town. And so, so like I said, I feel like it's Stockport's at this, almost like this moment. I know that sounds really sort of, a bit weird to say, but
I feel like every few thousand years you have Rome or you have London and New York.
Maybe
and
not that much, but I honestly feel like Stockport is becoming a bit of a thing at the moment. And that's being backed up with you look at the content now that's on social media around Stockport, mainly the centre, but there's loads of things going on. There's a new bar just opened above the marketplace. It looks well cool, all gaming and stuff and all this sort of stuff. And there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
And just to bring it back round to Pi, and I'm not just saying it because he's in the room, but Pi's kind of like right in the middle of that.
Right in the middle.
Sort of in the centre of it. It's promoting it and it's Stockport. And it's great for the...
Yeah.
It is great for the town, to be honest.
Yeah, and obviously if it's good for Pi, it's good for the Site Cabin podcast.
Yeah.
And if it's good for the Site Cabin podcast, as the site...
It's good for everybody.
It's good for everybody. It's good for everybody. So yeah, there's a...
Have you done, you know, with Pi Radio though, have you done one on Pi's? In Stockport.
No, that's a great shout. Pi Radio at a pie shop.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea.
Well, Archers.
You've got to do it.
Crossley's.
Archers in Marble.
Archers and Crossley's.
You've got to go to a pie shop.
Is he still got...
And sit there and eat pies.
Right, I'll see if the boss lets us do it. It's not a bad idea. A pie shop with Pi Radio. It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea.
I mean, it's a simple play on the words, but...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
To me... I'm a bit of an idiot. Like, I would love that. I'd like Pi Radio at a pie shop.
Yeah, bumped into a few school kids yesterday, Hazelgrove High School. Shout out to Hazelgrove High. And one of them sort of said, you on Pi Radio? I was like, yes, I am. It is me. I'm a big deal, though. No, and, you know, it was lovely. It was
did you give them the autograph?
Yeah, of course I did. You know, autograph and selfie and all that. But it was really nice, actually. It was really nice. He said, oh, you're all over my FYP. You're all over my FYP. And I was like, well, that's very nice of you to say so. I am a big deal. No, I'm not. just a bricklayer. Just a bricklayer. Anyway, so back to the pod, I suppose.
Well, hold on. Before we started.
Yes, Dan.
We were talking about Greatest War Film.
Oh, yeah.
Just before we were rolling.
Live on TikTok. Okay.
All right, so we'll ask the question again. What is the greatest war film ever made? We'll ask TikTok that. If you want to comment, TikTok. What is the greatest war film ever made? Go.
You'd say Glory is a good one.
Well, you like Glory. I don't like Glory.
I don't say it's the greatest ever, but it's one of a good...
No.
Now you just can't think.
You can't. You've lost your trail of thought.
Bridget Rymargen, that's a good one.
I've not seen it.
That's really good.
That is good.
That's a real good one.
Well,
good
film. If you're going to talk about that, probably The Bridge Too Far.
Bridge Too Far.
Because it's a disaster. It's about film. A disaster. Yeah. That's why it's great. It's unbelievable.
You've always got Memphis Belle.
That's a good one.
Great film.
But that's you know, specialist on the bombers, isn't it?
Shaving Ryan's Private. Saving Private Ryan.
The other one.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. and Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
The other one.
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List.
Oh, is that really a war film, though? Is it set in the war?
Schindler's List is... Yeah. I mean, it's obviously...
Scott was here last time watching. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate you interrupt.
Trying to think.
He's at his daughter's football practice.
Waterloo. That's a good one. Zulu.
Zulu Dawn.
Now, that is a war film.
What film Zulu is,
yeah, Zulu Dawn's good. Yeah. That's another one about a disaster.
Right, here we go. Ready for my Michael Caine impression?
Go on.
Zulus. Thousands of them. What a film. Mm. What a film.
It is brilliant. It is brilliant. I'm trying to think.
Thinking of more of it. Paths of Glory. Yeah. First World War film with Kirk Douglas. Stanley Kubrick film.
I tell you what. 1917.
The first world.
1917.
Dunkirk.
Actually, Dunkirk was very. Didn't we all go to see that in Marple with Dad?
Yeah, we went to the Marple Cinema.
No, I didn't.
With
Dad. No.
Danny,
no.
Didn't you?
I know.
No. We didn't invite Danny.
I did go to Marple Cinema to see it, but not with Dad and you.
Dad said that was his favourite family since we ever spent. Absolutely. Well, right, his last words to me were that was my favourite.
It's good, Dunkirk.
Just before he died.
There'd be loads of missing.
Well, I wasn't there.
Yeah. Dad said, shut up. Dad's had more last words
than any
dad ever.
About 24 hours.
Uncle Roy.
And my dad have had
a lot more.
Because, just to ram your point home now in our family, we basically go, Dad's last words, though, he did say this to me.
He did say that to me. Yeah.
Try and get one up on everyone. So,
talking of Roy and Dad, it was actually their birthdays just recently.
Yeah, it was in September.
Sorry to just interrupt. We'll come back to that. Scotty's just said Tropic Thunder. What a shout
out. Now that's one of my favourite films.
He's got a shout.
It's not a war film, but it's one of my favourite films. It's one of the best films I've made.
Beautiful.
I'm the guy playing the dude, disguised as the dude. Unbelievable.
You've been talking to me this whole time.
It's without doubt one of the best.
Best films, one of the best
comedy films.
It gets better and better.
Got it. Great shout.
Good shout. It is. Fantastic.
Actually, that's deeper because that's like a. It's a film about a war film.
It's a film about making a film.
About a film, yeah.
You've got Good Morning Vietnam.
Then you've got Platoon, haven't you?
Born on the 4th of July.
Born on the 4th of July. What's that? Hamburger Hill and all that.
I've got it.
Heartbreak Ridge.
Apocalypse Now.
That is a film.
Pulp Fiction.
Apocalypse Now.
Has anyone heard?
Forgot about that.
Just on Apocalypse Now, has anybody heard the podcast that Charlie Sheen did with Joe Rogan?
No.
It's fucking brilliant. It's so
good. Yeah, because his dad was in... Martin Sheen was in Apocalypse Now.
His dad was in Apocalypse Now. What am I thinking of? You know, Born to Kill.
Born to Kill?
No.
No, you're right.
How have I lost that?
I can't believe it. Full Metal Jacket.
That is a film. That is a great film.
Yeah.
But Charlie Sheen spent 10 months on the set of Apocalypse Now as a 10-year-old kid.
Watching it all happen. Because I'm sure his dad had a heart attack between filming.
He did exactly that. He had a heart attack during the filming.
Francis Ford Coppola, there's a great documentary on the making of that called The Heart of Darkness.
Yes.
And it's just brilliant. Because it was a disaster. The actual making of it was mental. There was a typhoon in the middle of it.
Took him 2 years.
That wrecked everything.
Do you know what's... I once watched it years ago. It was on Netflix. And I thought, it was about 12:30. I had Elsie in my arms. She was a little baby. I was knackered. And I thought, I'll just put a film on. You know, she's awake. I was watching it. And it was with... What's the one who's played Spider-Man who was in that war film?
Tobey Maguire?
No.
Oh, no. It's the conscientious objector. Is it something priest, heartbreaking?
In The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, yeah. He's really good. Is it Heartbreak something or?
That was unbelievable. That was a.
Is it Heartbreak?
Because it's all true as well. Like,
we can't Google it.
Desmond Doss. That was the real private's name.
I've not seen that. It's a good film.
It's really good. David's excellent.
Scott just said Fury.
Oh, that's good.
A good film.
Watch on
that's
the plane.
A very good film. That's
really
good.
Film. Brad Pitt.
That was a great
it's
film.
It's brutal.
Just thought of another one. And it's technically Empire Strikes Back.
War film. Oh.
Star Wars.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Oh, has that got a war section?
Well, it's got a Vietnam bit.
Yeah, it's got a Vietnam.
Oh, Scott is just literally just put, can Forrest Gump be classed though?
Totally agree with you, Scott.
Yeah, it's tricky on that.
This guy knows
it's got to be a
war. Oh, Scotty, he knows his films. I was Scott.
It's got to be a war film based on it in a war.
Scott's also said the mics keep distorting when you're loud. Fair enough. We'll try and keep to a low pitch.
What I love, it's a bit of a comedy, Kelly's Heroes.
Kelly's Heroes is a great film. Their mics cost me £200.
Yeah. Right.
£200. Because it's a set of four connected to an iPhone. £200 for mics that distort when you're a bit louder.
Yeah, man.
So they can fuck off. Boya, B-O-Y-A. They were bought, that's the make of the microphones. Sort your shit out. Mm. Nobody ever hears this anyway, do they?
No. Well, I don't know.
Well, it's only for...
I'd love someone like really famous to hear it.
Yeah, we've had a few.
You've got a theory that Donald Trump listens to us,
don't
you?
He definitely. Yeah, he loves it. Joe Rogan listens to the podcast as well.
That's it, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan wants to be us.
Joe Rogan loves the fact of...
He wants the bump to bring his audience to it, yeah.
We are the Joe Rogan podcast for the UK.
Yeah.
Without the guests.
Imagine.
All the subscribers.
All the subscribers. All the 20 million a year Spotify payment.
Tell you what, he started off... Basically,
of course,
he's a comedian before that. I know.
Yeah, but he started off in his house.
He kind of pushed the way in for that kind of thing for comedians and stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, podcasts these days have gone. They've gone sort of. Everyone's got a podcast, hasn't they? Almost.
Well, we have, haven't we?
but we have. I mean, no, everyone hasn't got a podcast. But what I'm saying is, I think it's the explosion because it's you're in control as a listener.
It's. Well, I do a lot of miles, like a hell of a lot of miles for work. Like I'm.
Yeah.
I mean, on Monday, I was in Newcastle, back. Tuesday, Newcastle. Wednesday, Middlesbrough, back. Thursday, Middlesbrough. Oh, right. Cool. That's all I listen to.
Yeah, podcasts all the time.
Just different ones. Yeah,
it's a great place in the car to listen to something like the album.
And it's better than the... I mean, I love that. Don't get me wrong, my favourite radio station, apart from Pi Radio.
Danny Bell brought in there.
Was TalkSport.
Yeah, it's still TalkSport for me.
It's gone off though, TalkSport. But TalkSport back in the day when I'm talking Parry, Graham, that was classic.
You know what TalkSport need? A couple of construction presenters.
Yeah, yeah.
That can bring in sport and construction together in one.
I still think it was Mike Parry for me was...
Parry and Graham were fantastic.
It was Parry in Brazil.
Yeah.
Was... ultimate.
Yeah.
It was like unbelievable.
Sorry, I'm just going to the comments. Scotty again, TalkSport's gone downhill so much. But before that, he's put the Hurt Locker. I don't think I've seen
The Hurt Locker.
It's great.
And he's put Black Hawk Down.
Yeah. That's a great film.
Or as the Millers would say it, Black Cock Down.
Black Cock Down.
Jennifer Aniston.
Is that the porn version?
No, in the Millers. Black you know, the Shaving Ryan. Yeah. Watched it the other night.
Shaving Ryan's Private and Black Cock Down.
They're playing... what's the game where you draw a picture and you have to try and guess?
Pictionary.
That might be slightly racist.
And
Pictionary.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So it's Jennifer Aniston talking and she has to say this thing. And she keeps saying it, she keeps repeating it. But she's supposed to be playing like a housewife who does it, but she's actually a stripper. It's a great film.
Yeah, The Hurt Locker. That's got Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye.
I don't think I've seen it, you know.
It's good. It's very good.
I don't think I've seen it. Well, so there you go. So that was what we were talking about before the podcast, and we've ended up talking about it for 10 minutes during the podcast. So always don't do this, but how's everyone been since the last episode? We've not recorded for 2 months because of holidays. And
yeah, had a good holiday.
People being
good.
Away.
Yeah.
We went away to Girona, basically, Tossa de Mar.
Yeah, very nice.
And Abasok.
We went a bit to Abasok.
Yeah.
All of us went. Did we all go?
I didn't. I went to Tossa though.
No, you didn't. No,
I saved up to go to Tossa.
I didn't get invited to either of those.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
You went to...
Where did you go, Dan?
Fantasyland.
France.
What was you up to in France?
So we drove down to Dover, over to Calais, got the boat, and then travelled up to about 50 minutes north of Paris.
Nice.
Stayed in a... Eurocamp.
Was it good?
Amazing.
Was it?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah. Yeah. What? I'd never done it before, and it was absolutely brilliant. Driving in France was 1 million times better than driving over here.
I've been to France a couple of times, and I've been to Paris. What was it like? What was your take on Paris?
Paris was amazing. Like, it's a I've been to Madrid, a bit, obviously London, Rome.
Yeah.
It's one of the cities in the world.
It's one of the world's capitals. It's beautiful.
Like, yeah. It is. I can see why it's called the City of Love.
The city.
But we did the open top bus tour. You know, went up to the summit of the Eiffel Tower.
Did you?
That was cool.
Was that good?
That was cool.
Is it right. An unbelievable view up there?
What colour is the Eiffel Tower? Top of your head.
Like bronze.
I'm going to say it's like a
metally bronze.
Brownie bronze. Yeah, like
bronze.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
It's sort of,
what colours has it been?
What colour has it been?
I don't know. So, what was the original colour?
I think it's always been that colour.
Metal grey or something?
Red.
Red?
Ah, right.
Red. It was red.
It was also once painted yellow. Like,
what, for the Tour de France?
Really? I don't know why. It was painted yellow.
Could have been for the tour.
Yeah. It's gone through loads of colours. It's been green.
Tell you
what,
we'll find the contract to paint that.
Funny enough,
we
had a tour, and they said about painting the Eiffel Tower, they started repainting it in 2019. It's still not finished.
It's just got one guy on it.
For some reason, you're not allowed more than so many people doing it. Did you also know there is a flat, an apartment in the Eiffel Tower?
No, I didn't.
Who stays there?
It was for Mr. Eiffel, who designed it.
Do people still live in it now?
No. So at the top... One thing I'm really proud of, went to the top, me and my son had a wee.
In the toilet at the top?
Toilet at the
You've
summit.
Had a toilet.
Not the first tier, not the second tier.
The top tier.
So we had a glass of champagne, me and Alf went to the toilet, had a wee.
Quite jealous of that.
And then you go down to the second tier, and that's massive, and there's like a restaurant.
Can you imagine the pipe going all the way down? Carrying
That's what I was thinking.
Carrying the urine.
Yeah, but the water pressure up there.
Yeah.
Better than my house.
Water pressure at the top of the Apple Tower.
Yeah, like, press the button, brilliant. It's like, bang, done.
Brilliant. Nice. Have I ever told this story about the Shard in London?
Yes.
About I proposed to Sarah at the top of the Shard in London. But when I asked Sarah's brother, Paul,
what's a nice spot like, yeah?
A mission, you know what I mean.
Like, yes.
Yeah. For her hand. He said, absolutely, of course. And he said, what's your plans? I told him about going to the Shard. I'm thinking of going to the Shard to do it. He said, oh, fantastic, great. And then he went, don't forget to go for a piss when you're at the top of the Shard.
Right.
So I was like, right, okay, why? And he was like, because the urinals have got like a clear glass behind them. So you'd look out onto the whole of London.
That's a nice detail, isn't it?
So I said, oh, Paul, that's amazing. I definitely won't forget. Brilliant. Anyway, it came to the night, got that nervous, ended up proposing, but totally forgot. The whole time I was there. The whole entire time, for a meal, drinks, everything. I never went to the toilet once.
Do you know what I love about that, though?
How is that even
with
possible?
With Paul, who's a good bloke,
yeah,
and Jonathan, both the brothers. I love that he turned it round from a marriage...
To a bloke's thing, go to the toilet.
But, you know, instead of talking about his sister, he went, oh, you got to go for a wee.
Got to go for a,
go for a wee.
Forget the sister.
Forget sister.
Absolutely.
Forget Sarah.
Forget the proposal.
Forget the proposal.
Yeah. It's like they've done this building now. They've done this room.
Yeah. Love it. I should have done it. I didn't do it. But
so that's one of your ambitions the next time you go back to London.
I've got to go to the top of the Shard and have a wee. Danny, you've had a wee at the top of the Eiffel Tower. Andy, where have you had a wee? Anywhere interesting?
I went to that. What's the name on the... The one in Toronto, the big tower.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like 25 years ago.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had a wee, though.
Yeah, interesting.
What I was going to get... So,
what's it called?
How the hell have we gotten to this? Go on.
When we went to France, we also went to Disney World.
Yes.
Disneyland. Right. Now, it was unbelievable. It's everything you see, and it is magical. What is more impressive is Main Street. And I know we went to Florida when we were kids.
Main Street, Disneyland, Paris.
Disneyland, Paris.
Why?
Because... It's the way it's built.
Yeah.
You think some of it's facade. It's not. Everything has got something in it. So, like, I saw him to Andy.
Yeah, that's right.
You mean they're not fake buildings? You can go into each
building.
So
there was a barber's, and I was like, well, it won't be a barber's.
It was.
It fucking is. There's a guy in there, and it opens like 4 hours a day, and he was like, excuse me, you can have a clean shave. And he's dressed up in like all the American gear.
Oh, the original sort of. Just watch that mic on.
Excuse me. There's a dentist.
Yeah.
That's mental.
There's a dentist.
They've even got.
Who goes to Disney World?
No, but dentist.
Goes, oh, fuck it, I need a fill-in.
You get like a Minnie Mouse cap or something, you see. Of course, you get fill-ins.
That's mental.
They've even got. Excuse me. They've even got a toy shop there.
Put the mic down because it's gonna get caught. Don't worry, we can keep rolling. We're all right. Yeah. Part of it.
They've even got a toy shop, haven't they?
So there's you see the Princess Castle and everything. Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. It's a fucking dragon underneath it. And
real one.
It's not a real one.
It is. It's
an animatronics one. And it comes out, it's like,
and eats the kids.
And eats the kids.
Yeah.
Everything you can think of, they've thought of.
Yeah.
It's the most unbelievable place. I mean, I remember Florida when I was a kid, but it's.
They're going to do Hogwarts eventually, aren't they?
Well, they've actually properly built.
They've done it in America.
It's already built in America.
Oh, they need it over here.
They've done what they've done in France, not open yet. They've done, I can't remember the name, but it's Frozen Land or whatever. So it's frozen.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
And you can see it, and it's a massive mountain, and they've built the palace, and they've built this, and it's like.
Yeah.
It's. I tell you what, one
have
thing.
Have got loads of land to extend into?
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You look on a map now, you think it's that big. The land they own is like that.
So it's going to keep growing.
It'll keep growing. They've already said when you're talking to the staff. And, and one thing I just want to say with the staff, absolutely top class.
Were they?
Unbelievable.
Shout out to Disneyland Paris then.
So Disneyland Paris staff, everybody.
Here's a question for you. Obviously, you don't have to go into detail, but was it expensive?
The hotel and the park, I'll be honest, it was about £3,000.
Fairly reasonable, yeah. Okay.
But we stayed over. Yeah. And but
what about drinks and food?
In the park, no. No. So the hotel and the stay, and we had 2 days in the park, both parks and everything. But that was for four of us, and we stayed in Disneyland Hotel, which, by the way, the one thing, you say it's very expensive, the one thing I'll say, didn't give a shit.
You didn't care. You bought it.
There's not been one day where I've come back.
Yeah.
And gone, fucking hell. You know, like we go on a golf trip, you go, fucking hell, for my
yeah.
What for spending?
I should have gone to that casino.
Like, it was worth it for the kids and everything.
It was
the
not, there's not been one
just
moment.
The experience, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I've come back and thought, should have spent more money.
Well, the thing is, that's what you should, your money should be spent on memories. If you've got it to spare, I know how tight things are.
There's not one bit of me that.
If you've got any extra, spend it on memories.
Any little bit. And I have to say, when we were in the park, we did try and do things. We had meals books and stuff, which were magical, to be honest. Unbelievable. But no, day to day, if you just go there and buy a ticket, you can buy a ticket for like €160 or whatever.
Yeah, for the day.
You could do it Simon Wilson.
A pint was €6.
I'm getting for free.
Right. A pint was €6. Like, we had bagels and donuts. Yeah. Like, we had.
Yeah,
like
they don't rip you off once you're in there.
Not at all.
Good. Welcome to the Side Cabin Travel
Podcast.
Not at all. I just don't think I don't think it was rip. A bottle of Coke was €1.50. A bottle of Coke. It's fucking daring.
Was there any rude French
people? In Morrison's down the road.
Rude French people while you were there?
No.
French people have a reputation for being quite rude.
Nothing but high class. Like,
do you know what the French people call the English?
Yeah, the
prawns,
the roast beefs,
Yeah, yeah.
The roast beefs.
Fair enough.
Yeah. That's fine by me.
I'm okay with that.
Well, we call them frogs, don't we?
We call them French frogs.
We call them frogs. But they call us. That's fine.
You know, it's kind of like a jokey thing. But nobody really means it, did they? It's named after
because that's ancient,
French flags, French frogs.
Yeah,
frogs legs.
For
fuck's sake. French frogs, the frogs legs, and we obviously, as an English, as a
always roast beef,
like roast beef.
Yeah,
fair play,
fair enough.
Roast beef,
it's supposed to be like chicken, isn't it? Frog.
Yeah.
If you followed that through to other nations, what would you call like the Americans?
Burgers.
You'd call them burgers, wouldn't you?
Chester cheeseburger.
Yeah, you'd definitely be burgers or hot dogs or something. What would the Spanish be? Tapas.
Chorizos.
That's nice, isn't it?
Spanish.
Yeah. Tapas is nice.
Yeah. Germans?
I don't know.
Gulag.
Bratwurst or something?
No, what's it called?
What's that stew called that they have?
Schnitzel von...
They have them big sausages, curled up sausages, don't they?
What would you call the Portuguese? I know what I'd call
it. Oh, port.
Portos, no.
Porto.
Nando's.
Nando's.
Thing is, that's a great... Yeah. Nando's chicken's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it come from Portuguese?
Piri-piri, isn't it?
Did Nando's come from Portuguese? Portugal.
A lot of people say it's other places. Nando, it's Portuguese.
It's not Mexican or something. No.
Coronas, I'd be calling them.
Coronas, the Mexicans.
Mexican beer, yeah. Right.
Chili.
Desperados.
Chili.
Chili, chili.
No, because they don't they eat chili in Mexico a lot.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Don't know. No. Don't know where, I don't know how we get into this shit. Go what's wish the French birds would have a shave, Scott said. Fair enough, Scott. You're not wrong. Sorry I've missed some comments, Scott. It's hard to keep up with the podcast as well as TikTok sometimes as well. But yeah, I totally agree with you there.
So how are you, Dave?
So no, I was going to ask how you are. How you are? Because
all right.
What have you been up to, Andy? Anything interesting?
Yeah, I went to see Harry Hill last week at the Lowry.
Talk to us about Harry Hill.
And it's one of the best comedy. It's the best comedy gig I've ever seen.
Really?
Didn't stop laughing. He's amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
and he doesn't stop. He's 60 years old. You wouldn't think Harry Hill's 60, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
But he's just brilliant.
Because he's not on TV.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
The anymore, is he?
Yeah, but he's... No, he's not, but he's got a great act.
You mentioned it, but he's on... he does the voiceover for You've Been Framed.
Yeah, he said a great... Well, he did, but he said... 15 years and You've Been Framed. Oh, 15 years of free money. And all that. it's great.
What a job. He just narrates the films. The clips.
Yeah, but he's... Basically. He was hilarious. I didn't stop laughing. Just silliness. Mm. There's not enough of that. He's like, don't try to be too clever or cool. It's just...
I know.
He was brilliant.
You don't always have to...
He was brilliant. Comedian, but he is clever as well, though. He is really clever.
Political speech about...
Yeah, it was just...
Gun crime or anything
like that. Oh, he had a great one. He's like picking out teenagers in the... You know, old people, but he says teenagers. Oh, scroll, vape. Scroll, vape. That's all you're doing here. That's Danny.
That's Danny.
Scroll, vape.
Danny, scroll, vape.
Scroll, vape.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's...
I'm surprised you got vaping now, Dan. Well, got respect. Got respect the studio rules.
But
if Sol leaves the room, we might have a quick one.
Yeah. If the boss leaves the room, we'll have a quick one. What's that smell of cherry? No, I don't know.
I don't know.
No idea.
I don't know, but it's plant or something.
Don't know. Yeah. But yeah, anything else other than that?
Just Tosser Demar as well. That was nice. Read a great science fiction book. Yeah, here we go. Called Roadside Picnic.
Oh, sorry, what was
it
that?
Was written in the 1970s in communist Russia by these two brothers.
Only Andy could
but it's one of the best
only
science
Andy
fiction
could
books.
A book about communist
no,
Russia.
Yeah, but it's one of the best science fiction because it's about the unknowable of if you encounter another alien race, it's just unknowable. We can't comprehend.
We talk about aliens quite a lot on the pod.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to talk about the comet.
Three-Eye Atlas.
Yes.
What?
No, come on.
You know about
closer
this.
To the mic. Closer to the what? Mic. You've already had a bollocking about
is this
that.
What
Three-Eye Atlas is on its way.
Right.
It's so through the solar system now. It's coming through the solar system.
Is an interstellar object.
Third interstellar object we've spotted ever.
Only the third interstellar object we've spotted ever that's travelling into our solar system.
In and out of our solar system.
It's coming in and then going out.
Right.
And it enters very close to us around November the 17th.
Yeah, it's going past the, it's going past the sun out of our sight in October. Yeah. And it's coming out the other end. And is it going to go near Mars?
Yeah, it's going to go near Mars. Now, the problem with it is it's approaching us from behind the sun.
Right.
Well,
so as we look at it now, we can't...
We can't see it because it's going behind the sun. It's about to go behind the sun, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's there now. We can't get a good look at it right now, but we know it's on its way because we've seen it before. Right. It passed through that.
Because it's coming through.
So... A lot of talk online.
These weird colours around it.
Is it an alien? Is it an alien spaceship? Is it the Anunnaki coming back?
Yeah.
Finally returning.
If it heads our way, then it's a spaceship. But it's not. It's a comet.
Is it the original beings that seeded planet Earth with the human DNA?
Like Prometheus.
DNA?
Built the pyramids.
Yeah.
is it the pyramid builders? You know,
as I've said,
is it?
Or is it a big ball of ice?
Or is it just a comet?
I don't care if that turns up and it's aliens and what they're called, the Anunnaki,
but
Anunnaki, whatever. I will not be interested in what they want to do. I don't care if they blow up the Earth. Right. The first thing I will do,
go on,
all is go to, especially Brownie.
Yeah. Right.
Told you. And that fucking Egyptologist
I told you
I saw 10
I
years
it,
ago.
I said it.
They you just want to be proven right. And if
that's
if
it, I don't care. I don't care if the next thing, as long as they can say, we built the pyramids, bang, and then the Earth blows up, I'll be happy.
So if aliens on or around the 17th of November, when 3i Atlas is due closest to us, that's when it is closest to
19th,
us.
Right.
18th, 19th.
Everyone will go in free for all and be like, oh my God, it puts everything in doubt about God and this and the whole creation of life.
You just want to be right. You just want to prove you made right.
Told you they did it.
Yeah. But then what would go on Earth if it suddenly appeared above us, hovering above?
I honestly wouldn't give a
hovering above. You just think, fuck it.
No, that's all right. Fucking like,
if they're here to wipe us out,
what are we going to do?
We can't do anything about
it. What are we going to do? It's not Independence Day. Yeah. We're not Will Smith.
Yeah. The thing is, though,
we're not going to give him a common cold.
This is what I was getting at. This is the deep, deep thing about that, and it is true. And it's at the end of War of the Worlds. Mm. The narrative. I think it's Morgan Freeman who does the narrative for it. At the very end of War of the Worlds, he goes into this narrative, and don't quote me exactly, but he goes into this narrative about how humans have earned the right to live on planet Earth through thousands of years of...
Well, we are part of the Earth.
Symbiotic living.
Yeah.
Because, what's inside each human is other living organisms inside us, bacteria. Yeah. Now, what would make an alien want to come onto this planet that's not... I mean, if you go to, let's say, fucking Thailand, you have to have inoculations.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Right?
Just for going across the continent, reasons. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So imagine what inoculations you'd have to have going from planet to planet.
Well, that's another thing. If you went... You're not going to find another planet with the same atmosphere or the same amount of oxygen and nitrogen in another. What's the odds of that, finding that in another?
I don't know.
We'd have to terraform, wouldn't we?
Billions and billions to one. Yeah, we would have to terraform. But what I'm saying is flip that round and put them coming to us.
Yeah.
Right, they might come to us with a superior...
technology.
Technology or even intelligence, but actually coming down onto the planet and having a chat with us, I don't know. I don't know.
So that just reminded me of that Mike Parry line once when he said about he believed in alien spaceships, but he says they haven't got the technology to land. They've only got the technology to go past. That's a brilliant line.
That's brilliant.
It's brilliant. I mean, yeah, they've got the technology to travel all these billions of light years. Yeah. Whatever.
You know, I know we talked about films. We're all film lovers, but I watched A Quiet Place. Now that was fantastic.
Quiet Place is a great
That's
film.
A good idea, yeah.
It's a great film.
I thought they were both absolutely brilliant.
And there is a third one now, but it's a prequel.
Yeah, well, they're doing another one though, aren't they?
Oh,
with Emily Blunt and...
Yeah.
And
are they? The original?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
Her husband is going to do it.
Don't want to do any spoilers, but it's quite a sad film as well. It's quite upsetting.
Yeah, yeah. No, the starting of the film, I mean, they're both quite upsetting. It's terrible, but it's also like... Clever. It was like a weird mix between Signs and...
Yeah, Signs. What
quite like Signs. I like that.
Right, what's the best alien film then? The best alien film. Alien invasion film.
You know, the Body Snatchers one is a good one.
Great film. Body Snatchers.
Because it's like just taking over. These pods just taking over. And people are slightly different. It's something weird.
Depends how you class it. Like Cocoon invasion was...
Cocoon's
is there not an alien film? That was I love that film.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers is good.
Gremlins.
That's not an alien film, though. That's more like... They're more like on Earth.
No,
they're from Earth.
Andy, that Gremlins... not. It's an alien, isn't it?
No, that's you're thinking of Critters.
No, Gremlins.
No, Gremlins is creatures off Earth.
That Gremlin isn't from Earth.
The Mogwai, isn't he? Gizmo, it is. It's, they never say...
Put it in the comments. Is Gizmo.
No, Tremors is of Earth.
Is Gizmo from Earth?
Critters, you're thinking of.
Oh, I remember Critters, but I know Gremlins.
Or, Gremlins. I mean, Independence Day is brilliant. Like, it's fucking
It's mental, mad. It's just mad.
It's a great film.
It's like, stupid, but great.
Yeah.
At the same
time. District 13.
19. That's good.
No,
France.
District 9.
What
France. A film. That's a great film.
Yeah.
It's about South Africa.
Yeah.
Kind of, It's basically
apartheid. Yeah, but
yeah.
It's aliens.
Yeah, but it's yeah. very well
it's
done. Very,
it's really well done for yeah that film.
They call them prawns, don't
prawns.
They?
You fucking prawns.
You fucking
prawns. Yeah.
Do it
yeah.
again, South African.
You fucking prawns. I can't do it because
it's not bad.
Not bad.
It's not fucking, bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Great film. For me, the actual films Alien and Aliens and Aliens. And
see, those aliens are really they're terrifying. Like,
got that,
yes, that's it. They're not aliens. Yeah, like Alien 3.
Predator.
Great. Predator.
What a film Predator is. The original Predator film.
Oh, it's perfect. The second one's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he kills him. That gun comes back.
Yeah.
At the end of the second one.
That's right. This,
in Prey.
Isn't he Prey? That's it. That's a good one. Prey.
The gun at the end
Prey's
of Prey.
Good.
Yeah, Prey's the Disney Plus. You'd like that, Dan. Prey.
Prey. Is that the one at the end where the suit...
The Indian
suit
girl.
And he throws the... No, that's... no. Prey is the series.
I've not watched it.
Oh, no, praise the film. Praise the film.
The Indian
sorry.
Girl who
praise the film.
Goes on a...
Danny, watch it. Disney Plus.
Where right? She gets taken to another planet. And no. Like 12 convicts.
No, that's no. Predators.
That's Predator.
Which is the one... All right. Which is
yeah,
the one
Adrian
where...
Yeah, Adrian Brody.
Where
with all the hunters.
No,
yeah.
Where the a predator
doctor
comes...
With
a predator
yeah, he's
comes
a science serial killer.
And, they, yeah. And they, it's like this... She's quite attractive, like, lady. She's like a doctor. And then she goes in to see the Predator. The Predator escapes. And at the end of the film... The
oh
the
I know what you
sergeant
mean
sergeant guy or whatever
yeah I didn't really yeah, take no, to that I didn't really get into that
like,
it's all right
it's no, like a super predator.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This kid
yeah.
in it, the fucking helmet.
Yeah, he did me head in yeah. that one. I know yeah. which one you mean.
It's okay.
I like the, yeah, but the end.
Which one's that?
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Do you know one of my favourite Alien Predator films was
the pyramid one in the ice?
That's fucking
it's
brilliant.
A bit of fun. It's a bit of fun, that.
Wayland, what's it?
Wayland.
It's just a great
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
Bit of fun in that.
What's that film? Prometheus.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
like Prometheus.
That's
it's all right.
Alien film.
I think you could have done. I didn't like the sequel. What was it? Alien. The one after that. When they find her, don't
Prometheus
they?
Prometheus 2.
They find David.
David. Yeah. Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a fact about that film.
Jeff Goldblum, isn't it? One of his first films.
Somebody's first film.
Jeff Goldblum.
No.
Dan Aykroyd's in it. Yeah. Gina Davis. She in
no.
it.
Yeah, she might be, but it's not her first film.
The Duck, Howard
Jim
the Duck.
Jim Carrey's first film, wasn't it?
Ah, right, Jim Carrey's first
Howard
film.
Howard the Duck, that's an alien film.
Yeah.
An alien film.
See, people slated that. I thought it was all right, Howard the Duck.
What was the one with... oh, I can't remember.
Basically, this podcast is just us forgetting things.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
It's just us three lads talking.
Is anybody, anything on the YouTube, what do you call it?
You're down for a wee? Well, we'll stop. 1990 Tremors.
It's a great film, but it's not an alien film. That's not an alien film. That's it's a prehistoric animal that's been brought out.
That's an alien.
It's not from but it's not from outer space.
Yes, it is.
Men in Black.
It's been Men in Black.
Men in Black. And it is. How can you say that?
No, because they say in it, it's a prehistoric creature woken up.
That's an alien worm on Earth. Otherwise, where's it been for so long?
So it's been buried.
Nah.
Same with Gremlins. That's supposed to be a creature of Earth.
I'm dying for a week.
All right. Well, so we're talking about alien films.
Spaceballs.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun.
Great film.
It's not an alien film, though. Go on.
What's the one with Richard Dreyfuss?
Beautiful.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Classic film.
Yes, classic.
E.T.?
E.T. Yeah, it's all right.
I remember Dad. Again, this is
us to the pictures.
I don't know why I always feel like I need to apologise because it's our podcast.
Yeah.
We pay for it, so we can say whatever. We can't say what, but we can do what we want. And I always remember Dad with E.T. coming to us one Saturday or something.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take this picture.
All dead excited. And he's it was when it came out on video.
Oh, right.
Back in the day, you'd see a film.
You know what, though? We've been watching RoboCop or something.
And he was like, I've got this film, E.T. No, but what had happened is we'd seen it through the video guy about 4 or 5 weeks earlier.
We didn't want to disappoint him.
And in them days, we'd get a film and we'd watch it over and over again, repeating it.
Yeah, we did.
You know, because it wasn't like today. And he came to us like, well, what we'll do is we'll all got family night tonight. We'll all sit down and watch it. And we were all like,
Seen it 10 times.
Seen it like 20 times.
We've Raiders of the Lost Ark as well. Like, I've seen that about 20 times.
And he
times.
Was gutted. He was absolutely gutted.
Yeah.
he was gutted. I remember feeling sorry for him, thinking, oh, he's gutted there. But
he used to come with a tray, didn't he?
Yeah. We used to have a video, man.
Like a big, like a shopping
truck. Turn up at the door.
Brilliant guy.
Yeah. With loads of them.
With a box full of videos.
And then we'd get mum, oh, can we watch RoboCop? We
could rent them for the week.
Yeah.
And mum was just like, yeah, you can have three videos.
Like RoboCop.
Predator.
RoboCop.
I remember watching RoboCop. God, I was about 10 when I watched RoboCop.
Do you know, that's something that's massively changed now. I do it with my kids. I'm careful. I let them watch a bit of Pirates of the Caribbean the other week, and then I thought, oh, shit.
Oh, it's good, the first one, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, Pirates of the Caribbean,
all right, isn't
it? But it's, like, I remember as a kid, I watched Aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you had all of us. We're all, like, older than you.
Everything. All sorts of, like, 18.
Terminator's great.
Freddy.
Yeah.
Freddy Krueger.
We're always watching that on Elm Street.
Yeah. all those.
The 80s was a bit different, though, that when it was, it's just.
To be honest, it was. Speaking about 80s films, by the way, I just want to show this to the camera.
Yeah.
That is a number plate out of time.
That's the original.
I wish it was. I wish it was. Put it in the comments if you know where. Well, don't put it in the comments because I'm going to say where it's from. That's from the, it's the number plate from the DeLorean in Back to the Future.
I remember you having that.
And I bought that when I was 14 on a family holiday to Florida. And it was on my bedroom wall for most of my life when I lived at my mum's.
I was going to say, a quick building connection there. Dad afforded to go there because he remortgaged the house to build an extension. He told him he was going to use the money to build for the extension to pay someone to do it. And he took his family to Florida and then he built it himself.
Absolutely.
Off bricks, off the building site and everything.
Absolutely.
So that's how he paid for it.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Fair play, Dad. Yeah, fair play, well done. But yeah, I don't know why. I was suddenly talking to my mum was clearing out some of Dad's stuff, and she sent me this picture of a football top, and then it reminded me of something else.
Yeah.
And that reminded me of something else. And I suddenly was like,
you've got to find it. I've got to find it.
I've got to find it. Anyway.
No, it was on your wall for years, that.
And it's going on in my office down in the garden.
Do you know, isn't it funny? Like, you've got that, and I've got nothing in my house from my child's.
You will have. You'll have something.
I've not. Yeah. Not in my house.
That's because we found you.
Found me.
We found you in a
nettle bag.
That time when
no, it was
quick save shopping bag.
Quick save.
Yeah. Talk your part.
I think he was left by gypsies.
Yeah. near the river. Near the little river.
We found him.
Yeah.
I can remember Mum telling me she was going to have another child.
Mm. We're going through stepping
four, and she's going to have another one. And I remember being old enough to give this reaction.
Here's one. Right, just linking it back to my radio.
Mum, not another one like that.
Mm. What did Mum have before giving birth to me?
Oh, no. I know this because I was watching
cigarette.
It. No. No, I know. I was watching it. I remember having it. I was at the
table. Vodka orange.
Because I remember at the table eating it, and she was sat on the curved settees.
She was in labour.
Yeah.
And she was about to go to hospital.
She was really hungry.
But she was really hungry.
It's the fifth one, so it's like
meat pie.
Meat pie, chips and gravy with mushy peas. No, she did. And I can still remember her because I was sat at the table. And Mum was sat on the settee because she was a bit uncomfortable and eating it on a tray.
How much older are you than Danny?
9 years and 3 months.
Yeah, so I'm 7 and you're 9. You're
I can remember Danny being...
I remember
Danny.
I can't
remember a little bit of Kate because she had like dark hair
in the
pram. I can remember that.
Yeah.
But Danny I can remember clearly.
Welcome to the family podcast.
Yeah.
Family podcast. Bollocks to it. Who cares?
No, I remember when Dad walking in the morning, think Nana and Grandad were taking care of us, and Dad was fast asleep on the bed, and I just walked in and said, "Hey, Dad, what was it?"
what was it?
And he went, "It's a boy."
It's a boy.
All right. And then I went to school.
Yeah, another one.
Okay.
So you've not got anything from your childhood, Dad?
No.
That's
nothing.
Quite sad, really.
Nothing.
You must have. There'd be something in Mum and Dad's loft.
Not in my house. I haven't. No.
Yeah, but there must be.
I've got lots
of
stuff from. I mean, I've still got, I don't know why I'm to change this. It infuriates me when I see these people about talking about 9/11, oh, it didn't really happen and that. I've got the fucking newspapers from the day before and the day after 9/11.
Oh, do you mean actually didn't think it's been faked afterwards?
Yeah.
Fucking remember it.
I was there.
But
it's
stuff like that, you know, you see all these, but I've got stuff like that and then I've got,
why not doing the
no photos or anything from when I was like, and no, Mum has
loads of photos.
No, Mum's got stuff. I know that, but I've not.
You're not going to try and say I'm a Madeleine McCann. Do you know what I mean?
Unless she had a big red face. Poor girl.
No, and by the way, I'm genuinely not sort of making a joke about that, because that is a very, that's one of the saddest things in,
oh, yeah.
I think in world history for a missing child. I know there's been missing children over the years, but yeah. You know, but what I meant by saying that comment was that there was recently a girl that came out to say that she thought she was Madeleine McCann.
Right.
Because there was no evidence of her being young.
She didn't know. Stuff like that does happen with...
Well, you know, yeah, exactly. You know. But then that, I don't know, like, that guy's just got out of jail, that Christian.
Oh, I don't know. The guy who's... Well, they've got a theory about him. Yeah, they've got a theory about him. Yeah, they have theories about him.
What,
yeah.
And he's...
They think because he was there at the time and things like that.
He was convicted of all sorts of stuff. On an older woman.
But he's renowned.
Portugal. He was been linked to prior deluge on or around the day she went missing.
Can't they have they questioned him?
Well,
they've questioned
him, but he's just
German police. He's a German national. They've questioned him loads, but there's no evidence. Well, what they have or what they're saying to directly link him to the missing of her. But I mean, God, I don't even know how.
Well, that gets into conspiracy, because if you look online, there's so many conspiracy theories about that.
Well,
but then it's about everything else.
Talk about for a minute what's just happened, and I say just a couple of weeks ago. And that was
Charlie Kirk. That's terrible, yeah. Terrible.
You know, what I will say is, whether you agree with him or don't agree with him.
Yeah.
It's completely wrong.
We don't have to say if we agree or don't agree or whatever.
No, it's terrible.
I don't mind admitting. I'm in agreement with some of the things he said. I'm also in disagreement with some of the things he said.
Yeah.
But no matter what, to have that happen on camera...
Horrific.
I mean, never mind on camera, but it's just horrific.
I've not watched it because I've not seen it.
It's awful.
Yeah, I don't want to. Watch it.
It is awful.
His wife.
Yeah.
Oh, it is awful. After that happened, I don't know. I sent a message to the lads, the older three lads, just to sort of say, look, you know, we've always got your back on stuff and all this sort of stuff, because it's just. The world, we were talking about Stockport. We feel like there's a moment in Stockport at the moment. I feel like the world's going through a kind of...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Bit of madness. Madness, a bit of a...
Yeah.
Do you think other people feel like that? Or is it? There's
a lot going on.
I think it's personally deeper. I think since COVID, I think we're due something horrific.
You mean like an event,
like
terrorism,
like a World War II?
Yeah,
I mean, don't get wrong. There's been
look at it with Ukraine and all that. What's going on? Gaza and everything, exactly. All that stuff.
Ukraine, Russia, also COVID. The world shut down. I mean, this day to day stuff, which is horrific as well. Even like America, like you know, school shootings and things. Like
I know.
I mean, that is. I mean, it's a different country.
But I do think as a planet, I think there's something due.
Well, that's honestly, no. There is, you don't talk about...
I think it's overdue. Like, it's why it gets my back up. We were talking about earlier before we started about people talking about Hitler and saying...
It
really winds me up about them saying, some people online and they say like, he had a point. No, he fucking didn't. Like,
I know you couldn't even have to mention
that. Just watch fucking Schindler's List.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Just watch that.
We're saying it on
Need to talk about anything else. You don't need to say, he invaded this, he had a right to do this. Just watch that.
Yeah.
And be like, that's fucking enough.
I suppose it's weird in a way because we're on a platform where we can not say what we want. We can't say what we want, but we can certainly say a lot more than you can say on TV, for example. But what my point is in saying that is that there's the world out there is just full of digital content now.
Yeah.
So people think they can just record themselves at home or wherever they might be. Well, they can do. And they go and say these things. And
it's a lot of clickbait, though, isn't it?
It's clickbait.
I don't get that. Like,
because people are desperate for attention.
Yeah, it's egos, isn't it? It's egos.
But what kind of attention do you want when you're going to say somebody like Hitler was a good person? He's a fucking maniac.
There's also a lot of thickos, though, isn't there?
Is a lot of thickos as well.
There's a lot of thickos.
A lot of idiots, yeah. A lot of stupid people, Danny. And there's also just a lot of... we've said it loads of times on the pod. There's a lot of people that just want to see chaos.
Yeah. But also, historically... we have lived through an unprecedented area of peace. It's like, yeah. it's the weirdest anomaly. It's like, actually what we think
have we though?
No, we have it on terms of scale. We actually have seen the Second World War. We've not had as much death per head of populations and, yeah. and famines and things like that. We've lived through this unprecedented era of peace and we think that this is the norm and actually it's not. In human history, it's not.
Well, if you look back over human history, even it's just mad.
First it's World chaos.
World War, look at all the great wars over
yeah.
over history.
Thousands and thousands of years.
Go back to like 1066 even.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. You're right. Humans have just traditionally fought. Since we've probably got any kind of modicum of civilization.
Well, they're competing.
Yeah. I was watching a documentary the other week called Human on BBC.
Shout out
to the makers of Human.
That's very good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But and in one of the episodes of the documentary, they're in this cave and they find these Neanderthal bones and they relate all these bones to one family group. Okay? No problems with that. Great, fine. And some of the family bones and some of the DNA is interwoven, so interbred. So there was interbreeding going on. But then what they've realized, they found other DNA within the cave and the bones that they found were clearly butchered. Clearly.
Jesus, huh?
So butchery marks. So they've proven that the other family of Neanderthals had eaten this family of Neanderthals.
That's right. I heard something about...
It's on the documentary. Watch it. It's a great... I think it's 6 or 7 parts. Brilliant documentary about the history of the human race on planet Earth, right from start to finish. It's unbelievable. I'm going to have to read that comment out in a minute. What Scotty's just put, he's made me laugh.
Right.
But it's... What I'm saying is humans have been battling on Earth since the dawn of time.
Mm.
And we're still doing it, aren't we?
We get more civilized and we get better. And that's why I don't like when, you know, you try and put our morals onto people for hundreds or thousands of years ago. It's a different, it's like growth. Yeah. It's human growth, isn't it?
But if you interviewed 100 people tonight in the centre of Manchester, you went into central Manchester, you interviewed them all and asked them this, do you want to live in peace? 99 of them would say,
of course would.
But one of them would say, no, I want to fuck shit up. One of them would say it. One of them would say it.
Yeah, there'd be someone.
And I think that's the problem with the population, with humans, is that...
I think we've taken it for granted, peace, actually.
Maybe so.
I think...
And globalisation has made it more peaceful.
Greed and money has ruined...
What was the podcast I was listening to last night? I was watching a clip and he said something like... How would you react right now today if there was no electric for 2 weeks? Just 2 weeks.
Mm.
What would happen to civilization if there was no electric for 2 weeks?
I think in 2 weeks' time, it would descend into anarchy.
Go into chaos.
I think in two weeks' time, it would. Maybe, unless there was some kind of, the government got a grip straight away, tried to say, I don't know.
Just say, for example, there was an issue or an accident and the power went off in the UK for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What would happen?
You see, that's what I think we've lost.
So cooking, heating.
Basic skills.
Travel.
There's a lot of specialist skills.
Straight away, I'd be fine. I'd be like, right, what do I need? I need fire.
Food, water, clean water.
Heat.
Yeah.
And
defense.
Cooking.
And light. Yeah.
Right, so I need fire.
Yeah.
Right. So you just automatically go back to that.
But that's fine if you live in a house with a garden. What if you live in an apartment?
Oh, well, you're fucked.
You're fucked.
Yeah,
you are.
And another thing as well is this... we don't produce enough food in this country for the whole population. We have to import a lot of our food.
Mm.
So, I mean, you know, you
like 50% or something.
Kind of going back to the sort of...
Mad Max.
Absolutely Mad Max.
It's a really fragile world system we've got of trade all over the world for everybody.
Yeah. Mm. It's if you really sit and think...
Scary.
It's actually quite scary.
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
And everything's done because it's all done through money. It's not about security of the actual... trade routes. It's all done like last minute, you know, production stuff, isn't it? Last minute delivery.
So I suppose if the aliens do land on the 18th of November,
I think they'd turn back.
Should we invite them on the pod?
Yeah. I think they'd turn back.
Yeah.
I honestly think they'd go.
I went for my haircut
fucking mess?
In Hazel Grove at Figaro's. Shout out to Figaro's because the barber.
Oh, yeah. There. Yeah.
And he was telling me about, you know, he's quite a religious guy.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm not. He is, but that's, you know, I don't really, doesn't really affect me or it bother me. And he was telling me about the he thinks it's like we're approaching. This is very genuine. He feels like it's approaching the second coming of Christ.
Right.
That's what
I can see that.
He feels like as a religious man, that's what he feels. That. We're having a similar conversation with him and I was making him laugh because I was sort of saying, do you think if the aliens do land, do you think they'll want the haircut?
Yeah.
Will aliens have hair? Do aliens need
the tentacles? Haircut? Could be like Medusa or something.
What would be the alien equivalent of going to the barbers?
What would they look like?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Do aliens need to trim the nasal hair?
That's another great one.
Ear hair.
Arrival.
What a great film that is.
Because that's like a really, trying to understand. Contact's a great film.
Contact and Arrival, two great films.
Okay to go.
Just going back to the comments, yeah. Scott said, it's hard now to have a wank in the UK.
it's hard. Go on, Scott. That's brilliant. That's the comment of the night. That's the comment we can send.
We'll send Scott something for that.
Can we send it to him? That's great. Yeah.
Right.
What's the rest of that comment? Go on.
Well, no.
He have a T-shirt or something?
Yeah, we'll send him a T-shirt.
He's too worried. Is he too...
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Now, Scott's referring to, basically, the fact that to...
it is.
To go on a pornographic website now, you have to have age permission or something like that.
Something like that. You got to verify your age.
Verify your age or something. So I think that's what Scott's referring to.
And nobody wants to do it because he's like, I don't want anybody to know that.
Comment of the
database
night.
Somewhere.
So far from Scotty, so thank you, Scotty.
Very good.
That's a great comments we've
great
beautiful
comment,
Scotty. Beautiful comment.
Old-fashioned way. Get to the news agents.
Did they still sell porn magazines? Is that something that they still sell?
No, I've noticed. The thing is that you don't get many corner shops.
Like when we were kids.
Morris that was it. When you were a teenager, that's the only access.
You'd walk into a newsagent.
It's like top shelf.
The top row is full of naked women.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're if you're a 15-year-old lad, it's like...
Yeah. Now, obviously, I know they have the internet now, but I can't remember the last time I looked. I'm going to look top shelf. Yeah. Put it in the comments. Do they still sell porn mags?
I think it's stuff like trains and stuff and whatever.
Tiernan, what's happening, lads? How you doing, Tiernan? We'd love to get you on the podcast one day, if that's possible. Jackson Franks just completed my SSS, triple STS online, completed all my answers. As I was entering my name, it timed out. Fucking hell, that's a nightmare. That's like an online construction test, basically. Sorry, a bit difficult to deal with the messages tonight because we've not got George or Jack. Actually, Jack's not here.
So he's having a party.
He's gone to. He's gone away for a weekend with a
lad. Shout out to Livy.
Shout out to.
Oh Livy. Yeah, 18th birthday. Birthday, Livy.
Our niece.
Yeah.
Happy 18th birthday.
Yeah,
Livy.
Very good.
Hope you have an amazing time. Invite to the party.
She's invited all the young.
Yeah.
Didn't want all the young.
She didn't want the older blokes
all
there. Just
duffers
having beer in the corner and talking.
Are
about
we old shouting. Now? Are we old?
I'm definitely middle aged.
What is old? How old's old?
I'd say.
Don't say 50 plus.
I think 55.
Well, I think when you so, hang on, pension,
if you're 54, are you young? But if you're 55, you're old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can still be quite all right in your 60s and even in your 70s if you're healthy.
No.
Yeah.
Like ancient, no, when you get really old, it's like 80
funny,
now,
like,
isn't it?
I can't say the names, but I work with two people who are both 51.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them I'd call young.
I know what you mean.
Called old.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, okay. I've just got another war film, Troy.
What's that film? What as in for what
war category? Film?
Great war film.
Troy. I really like Troy. It's a great film.
Achilles.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Some good stuff in that. That fight between him and Hector. That's one of the best sword fights ever.
Scotty says
great film.
Scotty says he's 37 on Sunday. Happy birthday, Scott.
Happy birthday,
but
Scott.
He's feeling 67. Know that feeling. Yeah. Know that feeling. Know that feeling. I'm 48. Feeling. 25. Hey! No,
I'm 41 and I say I my body's fucked.
Why is your body fucked?
Knees are gone, back's gone.
Yeah, you need an operation on your knee.
Blood pressure's high. Fat liver.
No,
fat
that's
liver.
What
you got a fat liver, Dan.
You've got to watch that.
You've got to watch that, Danny.
That's why I stopped drinking for a while, didn't I? That's fine.
Yeah. For a week, yeah.
You look great.
high blood pressure.
No, I was saying about this also.
And wearing 50.
50. I'm all
well,
right.
He was 40 when he was like mid 20s.
So yeah, yeah, I was. Yeah,
Andy will agree with that. Us all.
No, I won't. No, I'm aging, and there's all sorts. I'll be the last, I'm starting to get real aches and pains.
I'll be the last one.
Saying about the wear and tear when you work on sites.
I'll carry both your coffins.
No, Kate.
That's what you said at Grandad's funeral, didn't you?
I did.
I said I'll come to all your funerals.
I said I will come to all your funerals. I'll carry your coffin and I'll carry.
Let's think about that for a minute. No, we know we talk about.
I think Kate will be the last one. She will, won't she? The sister.
Yeah.
Statistically,
women are. They're healthier, aren't
they? Okay. Here we go. We'll go for this just for the last 10 minutes. It's a bit of a downer, but it's important that we talk about it. So, do you mind if I just take on for this for a minute?
I do.
You all right? Let's just get this right. No, hang on. Let me just fucking...
Oh. Yeah, the sword fight between Hector and Achilles, Dan.
Oh, it's a great scene.
It's a great scene. And I'll tell you another great sword fight. It's in Game of Thrones, and it's when young Ned Stark meets Arthur Dayne.
Brilliant.
And he's got two swords, and he takes them all on.
Yeah, the sword of
really
the
good. Sword of the morning? Is it dawn, the sword of the light morning?
However, yeah. He does stab him in the back to win the fight.
Well, what's his name does? Howland Reed.
Not etiquette. Can you imagine having a fight with somebody, but you have to fight to the death?
Sword fight.
To the death, but you have to fight in the correct way.
Like, yeah, you can't like do something backhanded.
Pistols at dawn.
Yeah.
Had to be done correctly. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I'm just going to get this out there because it's important that we talk about it. We talk about it every season, so I'm just going to talk about it on the pod, and that is UK national suicide statistics.
Right.
Dark, there you go, dark humour. Dark, that's not humour, but dark.
I know what you mean.
But we talk about it, we face it.
Dark, but real life.
So, anyway, I'll go from now. UK national suicide statistics 2024. Registered suicides in the UK were 7,055 deaths. Mm-hmm. Officially registered as suicide across the UK, making it the highest rate since 1999.
God, for 25 years.
Highest rate. Last year,
oh, no, 2024,
was the highest rate of suicide in the UK since 1999. Last year. The overall suicide rate in the UK is approximately 19.5 people per 100,000 people commit suicide. And gender disparity, suicide remains the leading cause of death for men under the age of 50 in the UK. It's the number one cause of death.
Yeah.
The number one cause of death.
That's mad, isn't it?
Why is that? Don't you think that's mental?
Is that, I think it's to do with a lot of it. Is it financial pressures and people's jobs?
I mean, we've talked about this before, haven't
we? It's all sort of relationships and...
Yeah.
But I think there is... I think money's harder for people. Inflation, wages aren't keeping up.
Times out.
House prices, everything, bills, and people under a lot of pressure, aren't they? A lot. Families.
Tough times out there. Specific to construction,
last
year there were 355 individual people that worked in construction that committed suicide. The suicide rate among male construction workers is approximately 34 per 100,000, which is three times higher than the national average for men. So if you work in construction, once again, you're three times more likely to kill yourself
Yeah.
if you work in any other industry in the UK.
And I think the only one that's highest is farming.
No,
I think
construction
is higher than farming.
I've got that in a minute, Andy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was the next. That is throughout. Wow.
Yeah. The suicide death rate for construction workers was 2.4 times higher than all industry averages.
Is it being self-employed and having that pressure? Because then you're out of work and you've got...
Do you know what? It's sad that... I don't know... I was on a site the other day, it was a few weeks ago, seeing somebody, and they didn't know, but we got talking, and somebody on that site had committed suicide.
Jesus,
like, they didn't know them. They just were just talking about it, and I was actually during the induction. So the induction, you know, you talk about fire safety points and walkways and all that sort of stuff, and for the last 10 minutes, the site manager just talked about this.
Yeah,
and he was visibly like
yeah
yeah
shook up. He was upset, the poor bloke, because he didn't do it in work, but he'd gone home and work, and he just he emphasised the fact now, and I was really proud of what they'd done across the entire site. They'd, you know, like you see banners, they'd put a banner up about saying we must talk. Men must.
Yeah, that's a good. And they really. It gets in people's heads, doesn't it?
It's great if they put them banners up, but what's not great is if they don't fucking talk.
No.
To the team about it. Because there's loads of people that say, we've got to talk, we've got to speak, we've got to talk about it. But I don't think. There's loads of people doing stuff, but there's loads of people not doing enough.
No, they're putting us. Yeah,
and they just they do it to like. Well, oh, Dave, yeah, well, we cover
Dave,
it.
Dave, it's to be totally cynical. It's just. Because it's a business and it's like they're ticking a box.
Yeah, they don't really give a fuck. Yeah.
Because in the end, really. I mean, that's...
Construction really care? Does it really care?
It's about making money,
in
it.
Really care?
Individuals do. There are individuals that do.
Day-to-day lads on site.
Yeah. They will.
I think a big change I've noticed is lads talking to each other saying, you're all right, listen.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on?
Yeah.
I have noticed it. Yeah. I have.
Good.
Do I think companies... have made a change. No.
Yeah.
It looks like they've done something, but it's all about making money. That's what it's pressure.
Yeah.
It's about pressure, isn't it?
It's pressure.
That's what causes it. It's about making money. Yeah.
It's always about pressure, and it's nearly always linked to probably two things, relationships and
work.
Finances.
Yeah, finances.
Yeah. Finances. Yeah. Yeah. It's probably always related to them two things.
Yeah.
So the number one, industry for suicide in the UK for males is construction, then it's agriculture, then it's working in the police, then it's emergency services in general, paramedics, and then the fifth one is care workers.
Right.
They're the top five highest.
Construction's number one.
Construction's number one in the UK. It's number one in the UK.
I think it's being self-employed and the uncertainty sometimes of being self-employed.
Yeah. Now then, just one more stat for you, because I know this is dark stuff, but fuck it, we've got to talk about it anyway, so I don't care. The ten trades with the highest suicide rate, or job roles, should I say, within construction. Number one, construction labourers. Construction labourers. It's the highest one. It was plastering in 2022, I think, and it's changed to labourers now. So it's construction labourers.
Is that... Do you think it's labourers as they get older and the bodies are, it's getting harder and harder?
Yeah, maybe.
And you can't earn as much money.
Perhaps.
Because it does...
They've not progressed into the career that they wanted to.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a physical job that can get harder and harder.
Finances, relationships, all them sorts of things. Number two is farmers and agricultural. We know that. Three is metal and electrical trades. That's been up there for a long... few years now. And then it kind of goes down the list, a mixture of chemical, textiles and things like that, printing and whatnot. But construction is the number one again. So it's the number one in males in a job, in an industry, but it's the number one in job roles as well.
Yeah.
It's the number one.
Mm.
Well, I know two people who worked in construction who've done it.
Yeah, well, there you go. Quite a sad thing to discuss and sort of, I know we're wrapping up the podcast now, but it is really important that we keep talking about it and discussing it. And there are links on our link tree and on our YouTube page to the Samaritans. I should say, by the way, all these statistics have come from the Office of National Statistics.
Yeah.
So they're bang up to date from .gov. So they're all correct. Shall we try and just finish the last couple of minutes on a slightly happier sort
of... Well, I was going to... I'd happily give my number out to people.
For a chat?
Yeah.
Well, we could do it on our socials, maybe, if you want. If anyone ever wants to talk, then
I'm not a trained professional. But I've been through a rough time.
I don't think you have to be a trained professional.
Just any poor lad in construction.
You just have to listen.
Mainly construction. Just sit there and give them 10 minutes. You don't know what people are going through.
No, you don't.
No.
You really don't, actually. You really don't. Do you want to hear the top 10 highest paid construction jobs in the UK?
Yeah, go on then. Have a...
Number one?
Site manager or something.
Construction director.
Director, of course.
70 grand to 100 grand.
Yeah.
Senior project manager, number two, 83 to 116.
They can fuck off.
Commercial manager, 85K. They handle a lot of financials and contracts.
Okay, yeah.
Architect, 64K on average.
Yeah.
Our owner, our boss... radio boss, has got his own beef about architects. He'll probably he's just giving the fingers. He'll probably bring it to the pod the next time. No wonder they earn 64K. We know the reasons why for quoting work for new things. Civil engineers, 60 to 100K average salary. Number five. Quantity surveyors, boo. Don't like them. 37 to 65K. Site managers come in at 47.5K on average.
Oh, to be fair, that's, you know, as a site manager, yeah. They do get a lot in the air, don't they?
Health and safety officer, 60K average.
Put your hat on.
Average. Sorry, the site manager's average salary was 47 to 65, whereas the health and safety is 60, so eight, number six.
Keith Laird.
The only thing is he drawing a dog? Average salary for estimators, number nine, 40 to 70 grand. And the last one on the list, structural engineers, 50 to 80 grand.
So there's no...
The top 10 highest paid. Structural engineers, not in order.
For me, like, it's pretty important.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking dead right.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Structural engineer, for me, it's like... His calculations are wrong. You're fucked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And your building's fucked.
Yeah, you're all over the shop, yeah.
What was that job that Dad was on? And they poured the concrete floor on the first floor and all these girders, and they got the weights wrong and it buckled. They had to rip it all down.
Really?
Yeah, it cost millions. I'm not going to... I know which one it is, but I'm not going to say which one it is.
I remember that job in... Jolly. That fucking beam.
Oh, that beam. And the deflection on it.
Right.
The deflection on the... No, it was... We built the walls. It was the concrete floor. Concrete floor was dropped on it, and there was a steel beam that they went on. That beam was deflecting.
Not bad. It's got
We mentioned it to the engineers, and the engineering lads reported it to the architects, and he said it's fine. It's totally fine. And we're like,
deflection, and I was like, they said, what? I'm sure it was like.
There's probably some family living in there now.
Well, we actually made a point. We made a point of telling somebody about
like,
it.
That's not right.
We said,
they said, oh, there's so much deflection, so much percentage.
There's so much percentage is allowed.
Dan, Mike. Getting told off again.
Told off again, eh?
See, he relaxes. He goes back.
I've been doing that tonight.
You're in front of the mic like this, and you can hear, and then Danny goes away from the mic like that. And then he comes back suddenly again, and then he goes away again.
Hello.
Stay on the mic.
I know. But, yeah.
Yeah. What was I going to say? So it's been quite a varied podcast. Feels a bit different, different dynamic without a fourth person.
Without Jack. But, he's gone off enjoying himself.
Yeah, he's off enjoying himself. How dare he?
You have a great time.
But you know, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed talking and listening. And thanks for everyone sort of tuning in on.
Scott got the
Scott,
the one
you
of
got
the day.
You got quote of the night.
Quote of the night. I like that.
He's right.
He's right.
He is right. You can't even have
right. It's a disgrace.
Right.
Maybe I should call out the episode. The name of the episode on YouTube
can't have a wank in the UK.
You can't even have a wank in the UK.
Yeah.
Should we do that? I'll call out the episode if you want.
That's modern.
All I have to do is like redact wank, the word wank.
It's modern politics
put
for you.
Wank. You can't even have a
wank. I'll just put W star star star.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't even have a wank in the UK.
Yeah.
Could be a wish. Can't even have a wish.
He's right, Scott. Scott's right. Get Scott on as a guest.
Yeah, I would love him on as a guest. We're hoping for a few guests coming on next episode. We're really going to try and get the next episode in next month and keep it 1 month from now up to Christmas at least. We might have a little break from... We'll do a Christmas episode this year, definitely.
Should we wear Christmas hats?
Yeah, we'll wear Christmas hats, yeah.
And we'll cracker.
The first one was brilliant. The first Christmas, we had loads of people come in. We had a right laugh. It was really good fun. We should do that again, you know, really, if we could.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Two of the cast of Cocoon are dead.
They are, actually, aren't they?
Two of the cast that were there.
That's one of my favourite ever comments.
The cast of Cocoon. Oh yeah,
it was.
Oh, it was when the episode got released. Someone said, "Where are you in an old people's home filming that episode?"
Because we had like aunties and uncles and
all the aunties
dad
and uncles,
all that.
Okay.
All that.
It was super. Yeah.
Big coats on. Yeah.
It was such a great comment.
Old people's home.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
yeah, it was
probably the only podcast that's around that we just do it because we like doing it and it's a laugh for us. And and we don't do it. We don't really do it for views and likes and anything. We don't do it for money. We just do it because we like doing it, I suppose.
Because you asked, and there's a beer in it,
and there's a free beer in it. I bear the beers. Actually.
Yeah, you do actually. You do.
You always buy the beers. Well, listen, that's it. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap things up. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, Danny. Last words from you.
If you're on site and you're feeling down, talk.
I like it, Dan. Love that.
Talk.
Andy?
Yeah, this comet, it's gone a strange shade of green. Wow. They don't know why.
He's convinced it's an alien.
I don't know. I think it's just some weird alloy in there, nickel or something.
Well, so we're in September now. We'll do a recording in October. We'll talk about it again in October. Then we'll do a recording just before November when it arrives. And hopefully we'll get one of the aliens on.
And we'll get the Christmas one, for the Christmas one.
Christmas Alien Podcast.
Christmas Alien Podcast. we need to get someone dressed up as an alien, don't we?
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Please don't forget to like, share and subscribe. It does help us out, even if you think it doesn't. Really appreciate it, everyone. Take care and we shall see you next time. Goodbye.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.